Brothers and sisters in Christ, let's hear the words of our Lord as he invites us to draw near to his holy table this evening. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 to 29. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26, "For as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." In Matthew 26, Jesus reminds us that we eat and drink this meal while we wait for his Father's kingdom to come. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul reminds us that as often as we eat and drink this meal, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. This is a meal for people who are waiting. While we wait for our Father's kingdom, while we wait for our Lord to return, we are to eat this bread and drink this wine. And when he does return, he will inaugurate his Father's kingdom, the new heavens and the new earth that we have been hearing about tonight, in which there will be no more indiscriminate and untimely deaths, in which our lives will not be characterized by insecurity or futility, in which there will be no loss of family members or broken and frustrated fellowship with God, in which all hostility and evil will be removed forever. That is what awaits us. But while we wait, we eat and drink. We eat a simple meal. It is bread and wine. The bread symbolizes the body of our Lord broken for us. The wine symbolizes his blood poured out for us. It is a simple meal of bread and wine, but it is a profound meal because it speaks of realities that belong to another world, to a new heavens and a new earth. And it speaks of those realities of a new heavens and a new earth because it speaks firstly of Christ's death. And as we've seen this evening, in his death, he was working death backwards. He was making the curse go in reverse. In the very moment of his death, Christ was remaking the world. The cross was his throne where he began the new heavens and the new earth. We see that with the saints who come out of their graves at his death when there's the earthquake. As Jesus died, the world was shaking, but so also was death, having to release its prisoners. Because Jesus was working death backwards, he was undoing it. The curse was in reverse. And this simple meal speaks of that moment when Christ began to recreate the world. The new creation was beginning. It is not yet consummated. We live between the now and the not yet, but while we live in that tension, we eat a meal that reminds us of what is coming. Because when Jesus returns, he will inaugurate that new creation. He will bring it to consummation. And this meal this evening is a little foretaste. A little glimpse into what's coming. As we participate in it, we are seeing where God in Christ is taking the world, where he's taking us. And we do it until he comes. It's a meal for any Christian believer who is baptized and in good fellowship with Christ's church. And if that is you this evening, even as a guest, then please come and take and eat. If that's not you, if you're not a Christian or you're not baptized, then please just let the bread and the wine pass by. But as we come to enjoy this meal, let us pray. God of glory, you are majestic in holiness. In the presence of your holiness, we're aware of our unworthiness. We say with Isaiah that we are undone. We are sinful and we live among a people who are sinful. And yet in your holiness, you're also a God of love. And in your holy love, you sent your Son to pay for our sins. And we rejoice in that great truth that through his death, he has taken away our sin and our guilt and restored us to you. So, Father, as we take this bread and this wine from the gifts you have given, and as we celebrate with joy the cleansing that has been won for us, we ask that you would deepen our love for the Lord Jesus, that our union with him would be strengthened and nourished, and that we would appreciate at an even more deeper level what it was that he was doing for us and for this world in his death. We ask, Father, that you would accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim your Son crucified and risen. And we ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.